According to the Provincial Food and Drug Administration in Shandong, the two women suspects traded vaccines with 300 illegal distributors across 24 provinces and regions, including some dealers in Beijing. The investigation so far has found 25 types of vaccines listed in the ledgers associated to the illegal trade. Zhu Zengfa, inspector with the Jinan Food and Drug Administration Investigation Detachment, says some of the vaccines were sold by employees at certified manufacturers or authorized wholesale companies.
Results of some investigations show individuals who own or work for certified manufacturers and authorized wholesale companies illegally bought the vaccines and sold them. Regarding to how they work the system, we will have further investigation.
25 cases linked to the trade ring have been identified in Inner Mongolia, Henan, Hebei, and Shandong province, and 6 suspects have been arrested. Authorities have issued a call urging others linked to this crime racket to surrender to the police. At the same time, the police says they have started to trace possible victims. The country's Center for Disease Control has been issuing daily reports with the latest information on the possible whereabouts of the affected vaccines. CDC Chief Epidemiology Expert Zeng Guang has warned that improperly refrigerated vaccines can be harmful to users.
If the vaccines leave the cold chain, their effectiveness can be reduced or even lost completely. Rabies vaccines are supposed to save lives. Unrefrigerated vaccines can't. The outcomes can potentially be quite serious. It's the same with some other types of vaccines. Ineffective vaccines have side effects. It could increase the probability of getting the disease or infection.
Vaccines in China are required by law to be stored and transported at temperatures between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. However, these two suspects, a mother and a daughter, allegedly kept vaccines at home at temperatures about 14 degrees Celsius. It is against the law in China to sell vaccines without proper licenses. According to the women's ledgers, vaccines valued at 570 million yuan, or about $19 million, had been traded since 2011. It also shows a small amount of unrefrigerated vaccines was even sold to outlets under disease control and prevention departments. Cong Lin says the scandal could cause bigger social problems and people could lose confidence in the overall effort against disease control.
Even though many cities and provinces are involved in this case, the chance of receiving a defective vaccine is very low. We have paid big prices in previous scandals. The case could affect overall vaccination work across the country. The damage could be bigger than just one ineffective vaccine.
He's also calling on organizations and vaccination centers to publicize detailed information on the vaccines they have received.
I have to warn all related parties and organizations, I think they should publicize their vaccine records, which types of vaccines they got, where the vaccines are from, when they were produced, and the batch number. Faulty organizations also are responsible and must tell and admit to their mistakes.
Prosecutors are now preparing to charge both the mother and her daughter with engaging in illegal trading. It's believed to be the largest illegal vaccine trade ring in China in terms of financial value. For CRI, I'm Min Ray.